Thank you, Sharon. And thank you for everyone for coming to this presentation today. The title of my presentation is Victimization and Perpetration Among a Sample of College Men and Women. This is being presented today by myself, Jody Sutherland. I, Jody Sutherland, have no relationships to disclose. The purpose of this presentation is to describe victimization and perpetration of sexual violence in a sample of college men and women. I would like to now take a moment and provide the definitions used in this study for sexual violence victimization and sexual violence perpetration. If a student answered yes to any of the 8 acts of victimization from the Koss et al. 2006 Sexual Experience Survey, or the 2 additional questions about alcohol and sexual acts, then the student was defined as a victim. If a student answered yes to any of the 8 acts of perpetration from the Koss et al. 2006 Sexual Experience Survey, or the 2 additional questions about alcohol and sexual acts, then that student was defined as a perpetrator. Here are the 4 questions posed for this study, and they are as follows. What percentage of male and female college students report acts of sexual violence victimization? Of those who reported specific acts of sexual violence, are there gender differences? Number 3, and that is an error there. I do apologize for that. What percentage of male and female college students report acts of sexual violence perpetration? And number 4, of those who reported specific acts of sexual violence perpetration, are there gender differences? Let's answer question 1. This may be one of my favorite slides in this presentation, and what it reflects is that 27% of women who responded reported being a victim. Just as important is the fact that 8% of the men who responded reported being a victim. Question 2. Of those who reported specific acts of sexual violence, are there gender differences? To help identify the differences, a chi-square test was conducted and statistical significance was determined at a p-value of less than 0.05. One act was reported to have a statistically significant difference between males and females, and the act was that someone fondled, kissed, or rubbed up against their private areas of their body or removed their clothing without my consent. In this slide, I list out the other 8 acts as well as the 2 additional questions about alcohol, all of which were found to have no statistically significant difference between males and females. And they include, I have been raped, someone had oral sex with me or made me have oral sex with them without my consent, a man put his penis into my butt or someone inserted fingers, object without my consent. It didn't happen, but someone tried to have oral sex with me or make me have oral sex with them without my consent. Didn't happen, but someone tried to put their penis into my butt. A man put his penis or someone inserted fingers or an object into my vagina without my consent. Didn't happen, but someone tried to put a penis, fingers, or an object into my vagina. I had sexual intercourse when I didn't want to because someone gave me alcohol. And lastly, someone encouraged or pressured me to drink with the intention of having sex. Moving forward, the sexual violence perpetration question is answered here. 2.1% of women reported perpetration behaviors, and 3% of the men in the sample reported perpetration behaviors. Something meaningful to share with you today is that 75% of the sample responded to the perpetration questions, whereas 100% of the sample did answer the victimization questions. Question four.
Are you saying
that
the same people?
100%, 75%
of the same people, saying
they're both? Of the total sample. So 100% of the sample completed the victimization questionnaire and the questions. When the questionnaire was in the study posting the perpetration acts and asking about perpetration behaviors, 75% of the sample completed that question, that section of the question of the study.
The same people.
Yeah, same group. Question four. The last question: of those who reported specific acts of sexual violence perpetration, are there gender differences? To help identify the differences, again, a chi-square test was done. And statistical significance was determined at a p-value of less than 0.05. Eight acts had statistically significant differences between men and women, and two acts did not. Those specific acts that reported a statistically significant difference between men and women are as follows. I fondled, kissed, or rubbed up against the private area of someone's body or removed some of their clothes without their consent. It didn't happen, but I tried to have oral sex with someone or make them have oral sex with me without their consent. I put my penis, for men only, or my fingers or an object into someone's butt without their consent. It didn't happen, but I tried to have oral sex with someone or make them have oral sex with me without their consent. I put my penis, for men only, or my fingers or an object into someone's butt without their consent. It didn't happen, but I tried to put my penis, for men only, or my fingers or an object into someone's butt without their consent. I put my penis, for men only, or my fingers or an object into a woman's vagina without her consent. Oh, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. It didn't happen, but I tried to put my penis, for men only, or my fingers or an object into someone's vagina without their consent. I encouraged, pressured someone to drink with the intention to have sex. And the eighth act was, I had sexual intercourse with a person who didn't want to because I gave them alcohol. These two acts were found to have no statistically significant differences between men and women. And they were, I had oral sex with someone or had someone perform oral sex on me without their consent, and I think I may have raped someone. So to summarize these findings, and after analyzing the data, I would like to provide a summary. So among the sample of college students, victimization among the men was higher than in other published reports. Among all the men, so now I'm just looking at the men who answered these questions. Among the men, 29% reported an act of victimization. When I looked at just those who reported being victimized, 12% of the men reported being raped. Among men victimized, the most common reported act was being encouraged or pressured to drink with the intention of having sex. Among the sample of college students, victimization among this sample of college students for women, victimization was also higher in the sample. So when I looked at just the women who answered the questions, 43% of the women reported an act of victimization. And when I looked at just those who said they had been victimized, women that had been victimized, 12% of the women reported an act of rape. And among women victimized, the most common reported act was being fondled, kissed, rubbed on a private area, or removing clothing without their consent. To summarize the findings of sexual violence perpetration, again, I would like to note that 75% of the sample responded to the sexual violence perpetration question. This finding suggests that students may not feel comfortable discussing potentially illegal or criminal behaviors. But among those who did respond, 5.1% were identified as the perpetrator of an act of sexual violence. More men than women reported an act of perpetration, and 7% of those who perpetrated reported having raped someone, and more women than men reported this. More women than men reported thinking they had raped someone. Clinically, the findings highlight the importance of screening both men and women for sexual violence victimization and perpetration, and really examining males as victims and the unique challenges associated with disclosure. And more research is needed that examines both male and female perpetrators that describe these behaviors and the tactics used. And articulating sexual activity in terms of consensual sex provides an opportunity for providers to discuss what that means and its implications. Thank you very much.